Hurry!
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Oh, hello! Jennifer!
Hello. How are we?
Oh, we're good today. We're good. We're doing good.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Why would you ask that?
I don't know. You kind of lashed out a lot the first segment about changes.
Yeah, I've calmed down now because this thing wasn't at the height that I needed it at. This
well, mic's, you're better now, right?
This mic stand is fixed
now. You
know
what I mean? She definitely toyed around with your equipment yesterday. That's why she
No,
done.
I didn't.
Too much toying around.
I made sure that they didn't fully
sure
mess around with your stuff, your area.
I will be able to see you now the next time. That'll be cool because now I don't have this giant screen in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit like, where do I look? Because now I'm like here and the camera's over here. So I'm trying to, my screen's over here.
You can still move around the computer.
A little bit. It's like, you know, it doesn't have as much flexibility. I do like that. So, you know, working into it. It's kind of like a hitter trying out the torpedo bat for the first time. You know, you got to just get used to your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Anyway, what do we got today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, first off, we have the NFL banning smelling salts.
This has drawn the ire of a lot of players, including George Kittle, who dropped by the NFL Network, which I don't know is ESPN or NFL Network anymore. I can't keep up. But he was on their set, and he's very upset about this. Here was the 49ers tight end.
But yeah, man, I mean, the goal, of course, is being in Levi's, beginning of 2026. That's always the goal.
Sure. And George, hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. So they bring that back for George Kittle.
Yeah, so
this,
we got to figure
Mr.
out
Goodell.
Middle ground here, guys. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send
Fred,
an email.
It's on you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off
my chest. Is it before every drive is a
I'm an every
salt?
I'm an every drive guy.
I've seen guys
down.
Like that.
I'm an every drive
every,
guy.
In between every play, he's every, he,
no, no, that's
one
too
of
much.
Salt
that's
pulls
too
out
much.
The
that's
salt.
Way too much.
Yeah. Well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
I mean, no, definitely,
yeah.
But I missed those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
No, we don't have them out practice.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That's all right. That was my only grievance, but besides that, you guys look fabulous. Fred, it's all yours.
Thank you. We'll do our best to help you out with that, man.
You did great.
Yep. Well, that's an unfortunate development.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You know,
I didn't get the memo.
It just came out this morning, and obviously he's very distraught over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, Leroy, I'm going to start off with you. Where are your rats with George Kittle's upset because the league is banning smelling salts?
I'm rats on the ship. I could see it. Like, what have we determined that smelling salts are dangerous? It just seems like something that randomly came out without, you know, anybody saying, oh, this is harmful or whatever. If it's harmful, which I doubt smelling salts has been in football since the beginning of football, right? Then that's fine.
Remember when Galen wouldn't let us do smelling salts on the air?
Yeah.
Come on, let us do smelling salts, Galen!
They're just being banned everywhere.
Weak sauce.
Let's have some smelling salts.
See what you did, Lynn? You got it banned in the NFL.
Now the NFL can't do smelling salts, and now nobody can smell salt.
They can lick salt.
They can? Listen, that might wake
up. Off a glass, yes. Off a glass, yes.
Licking that salt lick gave me the bubble guts.
Oof.
Save that for later.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. I feel like it's the NFL.
Rats off a ship.
Let him smell some salts. You know, you need to wake somebody up for a drive.
Somebody said it masks some signs of concussions.
Oh, it does? Really? Yeah, no, duh.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, duh.
get a little wake up.
What do you think?
After you went night-night, what's the first thing they do? I'm back. I'm back, baby. I'm back.
I think they did.
I don't think I've ever did smelling that salt. When I got concussed.
I'd rather smelling salt than Colombian powder. I mean, somebody needs to get up, so, you know.
The FDA has warned to companies that produce commercially available ammonia inhalants, as well as consumers, and cited the lack of evidence supporting the safety or efficacy of ammonia inhalants marketed for improving mental alertness or boosting energy. The FDA noted potential negative effects from their use. The NFL Head, Neck, and Spine Committee is also concerned that inhalants have the potential to mask certain neurologic signs and symptoms, including some potential signs of a concussion. Isn't that why they're there?
Can I just say this? When you see a guy concussed and him hit the smelling salts, it never helps.
Well, let me ask this.
You know he's concussed.
Can I ask a question here? Sure. What is the consequence if you do smelling salts? Are you going to be fined?
They said there's some. I don't know what they said in the clip.
Can they test for that?
No, I don't know. You know, guys would be huddled up in the corner. Let me hit that. There we go. Or do it in the locker room.
Got those demon eyes.
I've never been a smelling salts guy. So
we just got a response.
Yeah. Well, he says no.
Come on! Caps, by the way.
In all caps. But I just that's not my thing. I have done it, right? But not. Dude, you get knocked out. There ain't nothing in the world that's going to help you be less unknocked out. Right? You don't need... Wait, when you see somebody out there sucking their thumb or ordering a check, like, you think smelling salts going to
ordering a
that?
What? Ordering a what?
You don't remember
Joe remember Flacco?
Joe Flacco? Check, please. You think if you gave him smelling salts, he go like... realize he's not the restaurant? No.
You know, we've
by
really...
the way, that's funny because, you know, he loves McDonald's. So what is he asking? A check for McDonald's?
I don't know, dude.
Dade South says Zach Sealer puts smelling salts in his eggs for breakfast. Oh, yeah, I can see that.
But you know what? It's mostly linemen, linebackers, right?
Intangibles.
No, I've seen non-intangibles do it. But I like.
Remember when they caught Adam Gase doing it as the Jets coach? He was high as a kite.
You think that's what? You think that's what he was doing?
Well, I don't know what was going on in the offices down here. We know what happened with one of his coaches. I don't know who else partook.
Yeah, it looked like he just went into his lunchbox and brought it to New York and was ready for the press conference because that man's eyes were dilated.
All right, guys, we got we got Jay Cutler at quarterback today. So anybody else need some snow to get through this week? Anyway,
yeah. Oh, they said they're banning the teams from providing them. Now the guys can bring their own.
Oh, great. That's exactly what you want.
Booger sugar. All right.
I got smelling salts in a jar. You just open it up.
Jennifer, where do you land on smelling salt ban?
Kind of impartial to it, but rats off a ship because Len didn't let us do it.
Vlad?
Rats off a ship.
I'm off the ship. You know, that's messed up. Let them have their smelling salt, bro.
Yep.
Let them have their smelling salt.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, for a certain period of time, we saw a lot of throwing things on stage with artists at concerts.
Oh, yep. Now we got the WNBA.
Now we have the WNBA. People are throwing toys at the court.
Yeah.
There's pink.
It was I thought it was green.
No, it happened last night.
It was pink.
I thought it's been neon green.
The first one was neon green. The second one was fluorescent pink.
Look, you want to know something? The fact that we're going through shades, I feel like I'm rats off a ship on them keeping
doing
seriously.
This. Yeah.
First of all, what are we doing sneaking this past security? Second of all, didn't somebody already get arrested by this?
Well,
this is worth going to jail.
Somebody finally did get arrested for throwing a.
I just think,
can they just play some basketball?
What are we doing?
I don't need extra balls on the court. How about that?
I mean, what are we doing? Like, is that, first of all, let's think of it this way. You paid money to go watch a sport just so you could do that. You need, like, and you ain't getting the cheap tickets because you got to be close.
Unless you got a...
Not really. Not if you're swinging that thing. I don't know.
You think you have toy Josh Allen just winging that thing?
Wait a minute. All right. Hold on. That's what I need to know. Who's flinging that thing? Who's slinging
it? I don't know.
Because if you're slinging it from afar, you got an arm. She's got an arm. He or she's got an arm.
You think a woman's throwing that out there?
You think it's not
a woman?
Well,
a man has been arrested. So.
I think it's a man. Okay.
So, all right.
Like, why
well,
would a
one
woman
guy?
Do that to me?
I feel like only
so it's been a guy each time.
At a WNBA game, why would a woman do anything to diminish their sport or something that, you know what I mean? Like, I can't see a woman doing that.
I can see a woman doing that.
Sophie Cunningham, she said 4 days ago, stop throwing toys on the court. You're going to hurt one of us. Last night she got hit with one. And she commented and said, this did not age well.
I love Sophie, by the way. She's funny.
Oh, my God.
Rats off a ship. Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship. Like, come on. First of all,
rats off a ship.
If you're going to spend your money to go to a game, and I've been a part of this, right? I've been a part of people going to the game, not for the game. So when the team was moving, people bought tickets just to go and boo us for a whole game. And they weren't booing us. They were booing the owner who was not there. So, like, yeah, I get it. But it's a little bit different. Like, you going there to throw toys on the – like, come on, man. Like, those people need to be banned. They really do because it's just unnecessary.
Jennifer?
This isn't something we should even be mentioning or saying. It's disrespectful and demeaning, and I'm super rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Vlad?
I mean, you shouldn't be throwing things on the court. Some rats off the ship on that. But the petty in Vlad thinks it's kind of funny, though, that they're just throwing sexual objects on the court. That's just—it's just hysterical. And not only—I
mean, let's think about this.
And
what about
landing so close to like the players or on the players? Like,
okay, how about this?
It's
how
wrong.
How did you feel about?
It's
how
wrong.
How did you feel about fans throwing syringes at Barry Bonds?
I thought it was funny. He was getting caught. I mean, he was being rumored.
He never was caught. He never was caught. He was never caught.
But he was being rumored.
He was never caught.
So I don't mind if that's a rumor. I don't have a problem with that. But you shouldn't throw objects on the court or on the field. But if it's funny, I might let it slide.
See, no.
What's going to happen when there's a Dwayne Dedman situation when somebody nearly gets hit, really hurt by it? Something's going to go too far. Dwayne Dedman almost took somebody out with a massage gun. He did.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Well, you know, people got to learn sometimes. Just making an example of it.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Jaime Jaquez and his tummy issues.
Wait.
All right, so Jaime Jaquez was on Cam Brink's podcast, and he was explaining his story of love. Now, we know that Jaime Jaquez Jr. this year missed multiple games due to bubble guts. And Spo even revealed after the season there were more incidents that we didn't even know about. So Jaime was telling a story. And we learned on the night that he met his significant other.
He had bubble guts?
He had another issue. Well, I don't know if it was he drank too much, but he said that he had to stop all interaction immediately.
Story, but I guess it's like the first time the public's hearing the story. So I met her in New York on draft night. I was, you know, having the time of my life. You know, just my dream
As
came
one
true.
Does. Yep.
And I bump into her. And like literally bump in, like straight out of a movie. And we start talking and chatting. And then, you know, as the night progresses, we're having a good time. We're talking, getting to know each other. And I'm like, you know, let's get out of here. Like, let's go get some pizza or something. She's like, okay, let's go. Get in the Uber. And as soon as I got in the Uber and the loud music and the lights stopped going, I realized, oh, wow. Like, I can't go get a pizza. I need to go home. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I am not okay. Like, please take me home. And wait, so, yeah, I mean, as you can tell, I'm having a great night. I'm like, I can't make it a pizza. Like, please, like, I'm telling you right now. And then she's like, wait, like, what do you mean? Like, you're taking me to your hotel. Like, who are you? Like, I don't even know you. I was like, if you can please just take me home. So she ends up taking me to my hotel. And she takes me out to my room. My brother's asleep. He's like, what is going on? And I make a beeline straight to the bathroom. And you guys can put the story together from there. I end up dying. And she's like, what the hell? And then our boy Justin comes into the room. He's like, what is going on? Like, what's happening? And he, you know, he just sees me in the bathroom. I'm laying on the floor. Like, it was a good night. I had a great time. But that's how we ended up the first time we met. So Justin ended up getting her number. He's like, she's like, I gotta leave. Like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, thanks, but no thanks. I'm like, all right, cool. So I,
wow.
Hey. She's getting half in the prenup.
Hey.
Oh man.
She's definitely getting half.
Let me
on
tell
the
you something. He pulled the Leroy, but he shared why he had to go home, go to the, right? I just left.
What?
Yeah, but I mean,
you just left.
Think about the time.
But let's say you left that person at a restaurant.
But Leroy, that was 30 years ago. Times are different. Times are different now.
His was there. So. Girl I was dating, it was me, her, one of her friends, whatever. We was all having a good time. And earlier, I had an upset stomach, so she gave me some Tums. But them Tums taste like candy, so I was eating them like Tic Tacs, right? Just chewing them like the chewables. We get to the club, have a couple of drinks, and I'm like, ooh. Look around, and I'm like, I gave them $100, and I'm like, I'll be back. I drove all the way from Fort Lauderdale Beach to Weston and then drove back. And when I got back, she was like, you went home, didn't you? I said, yes, I did. But everybody, like, yeah, got to do what you got to do.
Dade South says he needs Prilosec as a sponsor. He needs something, dude.
I don't, yeah.
These tummy issues.
He got that crowd.
Bubble cuts talking to a girl? First of all.
No.
You don't promise a girl in New York a slice of pizza and at late night and not get her the slice of pizza.
My biggest issue is, right, that of all that, like he said once the music stopped, he got bubble guts. Like the music made you not have bubble guts?
Maybe the
music
bass
made him lose control.
Was
music
too heavy.
Made him lose control.
My biggest issue is.
No, but he said when it was over.
Yeah, when it stopped, he was like, whoop.
Yeah, well, my biggest issue is this is a recurring incident. What the hell is going on with this stomach of his? I'm rats off a ship. Right. We need to get a hold of this if we're the Miami Heat.
Isn't he Mexican?
Yeah. He is, yes.
Yeah, that's highly unlikely for a Mexican to get the bubble gut.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on
they
there.
They live on jalapenos and hot stuff and spicy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, their food is just
bubble
very
gutty?
Conducive to bubble guts. He should have immunity. Like,
well, I think listen, the first week, yeah,
look, they can have a strong stomach, but you know what? Sometimes when you gotta go, you gotta go.
No, like, let me
this
tell you,
this is how.
Where I'm from, we can eat rocks. It ain't gonna be from food.
This is too much. If there's too many, occurrences with this happening.
This should have been controlled a long time.
I thought this was a one season thing. This goes back to year one.
It goes back to draft night. That's when he goes back to.
This is ridiculous.
So that means he gets nervous and bubble gutty when he's excited.
Hold on. We're not using that term.
Bubble gutty?
Don't make it cute.
I think it's all right.
Could you imagine? I'm going to try that with Big Spoon. We got to go home. Why?
Bubble
I'm
gutsy.
Feeling a little bubble gutsy right now.
She's like, oh.
She's going to know when you say bubble gutsy. Oh, you got to go.
Listen, she already know. Like, what's up? I say, let's go. She's like, are we leaving because you bored? Or are we leaving because, yeah, let's go.
So are you rats off a ship on Jaime's tummy?
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship.
I think the rats are. I think the rats is out, like, out of Jaime's tummy, man.
Jennifer?
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship. Cute story and everything, but no.
We need to fix it, dude. Vlad?
Yeah, man. I mean, you can't have the nasty bubble guts, man. I can't trust you in tight situations, man. You might crap all over the place. By the way, what was he wearing? If you got the bubble guts and you lying on the ground, that suit.
I would imagine a suit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, come on. What are we doing here?
No, sweating.
Hey, dude. Hold on. Yeah. You ever had the bubble gut so bad that you go in the bathroom and just get naked?
Yes, no, that's exactly. But remember, they found him lying down. That's what I'm saying.
You start praying.
No, oh, dude. Leroy, I understand that. But they found Leroy. Him. They his brother or they found him on the ground.
Hey, you pat down. Oh Lord.
Oh, it's the sweatiest you've ever been. It's the worst sweat of your life.
Jesus.
The worst sweat of your life. Oh my God.
It's my favorite story of you by far.
Hey, didn't you think you're done?
Oh, you're not done. You're not done. The second part comes out. Oh, it's ridiculous. Hey, you take two showers.
You gotta flush like 5 times.
Take 2 showers. Yeah, it's nasty.
Oh, yeah. That's when you know it's bad. You got the bad bubble guts that when you finally done after laying on the floor, flushing 3 times, wiping twice, right? You say, I gotta take a shower.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
I gotta take a shower.
Yeah, you got to.
You praying. Right? And
you
don't
wish
even know why.
I'll
like,
never eat.
Some people, it happens because they drink too much.
I'll never drink again, God. Please, God. I'll never drink again if you just save me.
I got the.
I remember every time I had to go in public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, in the public
and
or
one
Publix?
One time, me and my dad went to Cleveland. We went to a football game. Then I went to my favorite restaurant. It had been years since I've been there. Every time I would go there, I get this thing called shrimp poutinaise. Well, it's a linguine.
It says
hold
in the
on.
Name.
It's linguine with spicy cheese and shrimp, but it's spicy, right? But it's a lot of cheese and a lot.
That's it.
And I ate that, and we was heading back to the hotel.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I'll be back.
This
and
was
we pulled into a parking lot of another hotel on the way to our hotel. And I went into the hotel bathroom.
This was
I left the car running. He was like, what happened?
I gotta keep my car running.
This was the Jaime suit in question.
Ooh, oh, he's right. So you're wearing a tan suit and you're tanning your underwear. Okay,
hey,
cool.
Not for nothing.
Camouflage.
Not for nothing. He kind of looked like he got the bubble gut stare.
He looks petrified.
He looks terrified.
No, you know what that look is? Leroy, that's the first part like, uh-oh. That's that uh-oh look. Like,
I don't know if I'm feeling
that's
so good.
The look
good.
He gave her
like, it
on
just,
the way to
like
the pizza.
Yeah, his bubble, his stomach just gave him the first sign like, uh-oh.
Well, we wish you the best, Jaime. Try and get a hold of this thing going into the season, huh? Take a break. Back after this.